Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Network hour two. I'm gonna open the phone lines in a little bit, so if you want to jump on and wait, you can. 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Skywatch TV, Tom Horn and them, YouTube channel deleted. Very milquetoast Christian, you know, website, but it's based in a lot of Bible prophecy and kind of a lot of archaeological research and so forth and so on. Kind of interesting. Now you got Bibi Netanyahu claiming that this election was stolen, basically most corrupt in Israeli history. Interesting. So this parallel between Trump and Bibi is fascinating. So Bibi's talking about the greatest election fraud and so forth and so on. So this is on Israel 365 News. Christian Friends of Zion Museum founder threatens Israel's prime minister-elect. Okay? So in the aftermath of Israel's dramatic election cycle, Friends of Zion Museum founder Dr. Mike Evans issued a scathing public letter to Prime Minister-elect Naftali Bennett, threatening, "I assure you, I will fight you every step of the way. You have lost the support of evangelicals 100%. I don't know how you can sleep at night." Evans published "How Dare You" yesterday on Newsreel, vowing to pull Christian support for the Jewish state. The hostile tone and vulgar language is surprising, coming from Evans, a well-known evangelical leader, author, and founder of the Jerusalem Museum. Dear Mr. Bennett, what a disgusting disappointment you turned out to be. You and I spoke on behalf of the settlers at AIPAC at a hotel because AIPAC wouldn't let them speak. I always thought Begin was your hero, Menachem Begin. You've disgraced his very name. Shame, shame, shame on you. Don't ever call yourself the defender of Zion. You're not. You betrayed the very principles that a generation gave their blood for and died for. You want to be in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood and leftists. God have mercy on your soul. You're a pathetic, bitter little man so obsessed on murdering Netanyahu that you're willing to damaging the state of Israel for your worthless cause. I've given my life building evangelical support for the state of Israel, not only with 77 million of my followers, but with more than 20 world leaders. I assure you I will fight you every step of the way. You have lost the support of evangelicals 100%. I don't know how you can sleep at night. It would have been so easy for you to have gone with a conservative government. We gave you 4 years of miracles under Donald Trump, and this is how you show your appreciation, shitting on our face. How dare you? How dare you? Like Greta Thunberg. To say I'm disgusted with you is an understatement. You should hang your head in shame. You care more about your own damn ego and your bitterness than you do the state of Israel. And so all these Jews in Israel, and some of them are like Christians, like Messianics and so forth, they're all kind of ripping on Mike Evans for using that kind of language and so forth and so on. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. This is from True News the other day. And this one kind of perk my ears up because you had Haaretz, somebody writing for Haaretz. Now, remember the talks by Bibi and some of these characters about, well, we control the United States, and when we're done with the United States, we'll go ahead and let up, and it can blow away with the wind. Remember he said that? So this kind of piggybacks on that notion. So think about it. If you've got Jews in Israel talking about we don't need the United States anymore. The United States becomes in a very, let's say, dangerous place with all of their dual citizen goons infesting every aspect of entertainment, academia, government, news. I mean, everything. To where they could pull the plug and really do a sabotage move on the country. Okay? So let's listen to clip two.
There. But Edward, who would have thought you'd ever live to see the day where an Israeli news outlet like Haaretz would have a headline like this: end U.S. aid to Israel for the sake of American Jews. I would never have imagined in my day where you'd actually have an Israeli outlet calling for an end to U.S. aid to Israel. Now, there's more to the story than this. In the article itself, it's talking about how Israel has become, basically it says, we've become too dependent on America, and it's time for us to consider ending that relationship.
Well, severing the relationship with America.
Yes.
Wow.
that's what this article is about. So it's not true news saying this. We're just reporting what the headlines in Israel. This is what they're reading in, you know, while they're singing the song of Moses on the banks of Jordan in Israel. They're reading these headlines in their own outlets.
Well, I'd certainly say that the 11-day mini-war that took place at the beginning of this month, it didn't play well for Israel. I mean, yes, they were able to massacre.
It was bad PR.
That's the part, is that they were able to win militarily, whatever that looks like when you're attacking unarmed civilians. But they look like monsters in the eyes of the world. And also, it has reignited a debate, not just around the world, London, other places. No, in America, specifically about Zionism.
Yes, and this is something that's now strange as well. You're seeing federal judges now starting to roll back the BDS laws.
Georgia.
Georgia just did it this way. A federal judge ruled that unconstitutional, where you could not deny contracts to potential applicants for funding or whatever in the state of Georgia based on their view toward Israel and toward the BDS movement. That's at the federal level. And that means it'll probably go to the Supreme Court. And if that happens, Florida, Texas, all these other states that have these anti-BDS nonsense laws, they're going to get struck down.
And the BDS movement is the boycott, divestment, and sanctioning of Israel. So basically saying you're not going to buy Israeli products because you disagree with the occupation in Gaza and the West Bank.
Right. And so where it's okay for us to boycott and divestiture and sanction other countries, there's one country that they don't want you to do it, and that's Israel. And so, but as Edward pointed out, there is a temperature change that's taking place where you can actually have a debate regarding Zionism in the public square now, where you couldn't have had it a year ago. We're evidence of that because we were deplatformed from some places because we spoke out against the third rail of the topic, and that is Zionism. And so,
all right, you can stop it there.
But it's surprising.
There is a change in atmosphere, okay, in a lot of circles. And this is what's fascinating, and I covered this a couple weeks ago. It's this alliance, your red, black, and green alliance. So there's some sort of a, in the red sector, which is your Jewish communist sector, your Antifa types, aligned with your black revolutionary groups, the New Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam, your Afro-Marxists and all those people. And then you've got your green groups, your Islamic groups. Okay, your Ilhan Omar's, which she's in both of these groups. She's black and she's Muslim. Well, allegedly, she's married to this white guy, divorced her brother, whatever. Anyway, so you got your Rashida Tlaibs and so forth, and your Ayanna Pressleys and your Corey Bushes. So they're all in the black and green stripes of the flag here. But there's something going on here with the red one, which is your which is your Jewish controllers of this little alliance here. So there's some fracturing that's going on. Now, that could actually lead to one of these days a big Aliyah movement of American Jews to Israel, especially with New York really turning into what it's turning into. So we'll see what happens with New York, whether it goes on the rebound. You know, de Blasio will be up for re-election here in 2022. Very unpopular. I don't see him, you know, he's politically a dead fish. So we'll see with Andrew Yang or some of these other types, your Afro-Marxists are going to be running for the mayor of New York City. We'll see how the temperature goes in New York City, where the lion's share of American Jews live, by the way. And so you might see a big Aliyah movement of American Jews back to Israel. And if you see that, then you could definitely see an implosion of the United States, okay, into total chaos, financial and otherwise, okay? I wanted to get into this, Mr. Producer, if you could get clip 5 ready. Now, Steve Quayle was on with Hagman for maybe a week and some change ago, and Quayle was on with George Norrie. Okay, and this is pretty big in the Nephilim, UFO, Stargate kind of secret archaeology sector. Okay, you know, Tom Horn and Steve Quayle and all these guys, they send people on these digs, and they're really into looking for the lost kind of suppressed evidence of civilizations, especially, you know, the Nephilim, the Rephaim, and so forth. So these biblical kind of hybrid races, which some people kind of convolute with UFOs and aliens. On the biblical side of the house, these are more of your hybrids, your fallen angels mating with human women hybrids and that sort of thing. But a lot of kind of big stuff been dropping in this realm, really juxtaposed with this Pentagon kind of soft disclosure. Now, it looks like it's going to be kind of a nothing burger is what a lot of people are saying, and so forth and so on. And there's already evidence that it's they're not going to try to really drip out anything super heavy, just that, yeah, we do run into things that we can't recognize on a quite often, you know, basis. So let's listen to clip 5. Go ahead and roll that.
George Norrie, I had said to him, I said, George, this will be one of the most important broadcasts, not because I'm on it, but because of the subject matter covered. And I want to share some things, if I might, you know, Doug, and that are really pertinent, because now, as I stated, and ladies and gentlemen, please, if you don't, and this goes to all the enemies that watch us, okay, listen to what I'm saying and watch the headlines, because you're going to watch the biggest fight, everybody who's gone along to get along is going to start turning on each other in the mainstream media. Well, I'd love to see that. You bet I would too. But what I was talking about on Coast to Coast was the bottom line about the alien revelations and the Aztec Empire in over 600-year time period in Mexico. 600 square miles, and for the first time in history, of those artifacts that farmers and the indigenous people and the Mexican nationals have been turning up, we got it on film from start to finish, the location of artifacts through geo-radar, just high-tech electronic ground positioning radar hooked up to a satellite, and we're able to excavate in real time, that's important, Doug, in real time the Aztec alien artifacts. We came up with a couple of alien heads. We came up with an alien face mask. On the face mask was a bunch of star constellations. There were some literally instructions on the top of the mask on how to operate stargates. And I want to make this clear. I believe that for the 50 years, I guess I've been saved now, maybe 51, yeah, 50, somewhere around there. The point is that this has been the arrival point, if you will, for me. Some people hope it's my departure point, but the arrival point of all that I believe that I've been taught, I've been researching, the Lord has blessed me in, the Lord has provided people. Hear what I'm saying, the Lord. I take it seriously that people's lives are at stake. And Doug, here's what I want to make the statement right out of the chute, or at the beginning of the show, I guess, is that if Christians do not understand what I'm about to say and have said in the books I've written, Genesis 6 Giants, Terminated, Aliens and Fallen Angels. By the way, that was my very first book and still one of the most successful books for winning souls that I've ever, taken part of. That's like 25 years old almost, or somewhere in there. But the point is that they're going to be deceived unto destruction. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to come on the scene, the aliens. It's already being in the press, and what was going to be alien disclosure is going to end up alien reveal. In the artifacts that we turned up, we found some interesting, excuse me, and Doug, if my voice just goes, I'll let, I'm grateful to everybody, but I'll just have to say, you guys got to fill in the blanks, but this will be sent out and it'll be posted on my website. But I said this, in the last 48 hours since I broke the news of the alien Aztec finds in Mexico, major news outlets have dispatched film teams to beat each other to the story of the century. On Tuesday night, on Coast to Coast, God bless George Norrie, I went on with George to detail some of the hundreds of artifacts that show ancient alien Aztec interaction, their wars, crossbreeding, and building of the pyramids. During the course of my two-hour radio interview, I was monitored in real time by some 10,000 plus military intelligence agency computers from around the world. They are listening and now scrambling to control the narrative. Now, first of all, everybody knows I'm a computer nerd. I know how to move a mouse. That's about it. They say browser. Maybe I can handle that. But fortunately, there are people that God has raised up worldwide who have the skills and abilities strategically placed within the different communities that let me know that stuff. So I'm just making a statement. I don't know how they know. I don't care how they know. But I can tell you this, that I do know one thing. I contacted one of the Fox News reporters' biggest, broadcasters. I told him, I gave him the PDF that you guys who had supported Doug Hagman saw, with the caveat, you can't release it. I gave him a video clip and told him I was available. Now, the reason I did that was twofold. I wanted to go on record, and Doug, this sounds like I'm learning lessons from you, which I am, that I really did reach out to them. I was introduced through another very famous Fox reporter. And that person said, look, I'm so tied up but this person is talking about aliens. At this point, I've heard nothing back. So what's interesting about this is that I'm on record. So George, I want to come on and break the story. What I broke with George is even things that weren't available to release to the Hagman listeners when we did that report. It was an amazing report. Now, here's what I want to share, and this is important I read it because, again, my head's going about 100 miles an hour. Well, that's an understatement. And I got to make sure my mouth and brain sync, okay? Their recent decision, the Pentagon's recent decision to start leaking the alien presence on Earth through footage of advanced UFO craft reveals a desire to unfold the story in a controlled manner for their own nefarious purposes, which is to have the ultimate claim, the aliens created human beings and not the living God. I am told by those in the know that the discovery of the Mexican alien artifacts has blown their timetable out of the water, and all their ongoing script writing for their big Pentagon reveals now having to be altered to keep up with this very alert as it's being sent out. The title of this alert, by the way, to everybody who has been has signed up for Extinction Protocols, and by the way, these end this the 11th and 12th. The only people that will go back to getting the alerts are those who subscribe to the Q Files. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I opened it up just to show you what you get in addition to, you know, I guess three podcasts from me. But alert, aliens revealed, it's panic at the Pentagon. But what most people didn't know, and the timing of this couldn't have been more astonishing in my opinion, that unknown at the deepest levels of government now, unless you have Majestic 12 or Majestic 13 clearance, you can go on the internet and people say, oh, Quayle's just making that up. I got news for you. I know guys that have the clearance, and for a number of years, about five of them at MJ-12 level were some of my best friends, meaning they're the ones I talked to, and Doug's aware of a couple of them. But what is unknown to most, even at the deepest levels of government, is that beyond the Aztec alien connection, many of the artifacts, now listen to this, reveal the alien-Egyptian interaction in Mexico with no uncertain imagery. What this means is a timeline for the alien presence on Earth as documented in highly detailed inscribed illustration with alien symbols is a timeline of at least 4,000 years ago. These various artifacts reveal advanced flying saucers with three-dimensional models of both the spacecraft and its inhabitants. This discovery is more than mind-blowing, and this is something that I can actually send to Eric. Eric, and if you could put it up before I'm off, it would be appreciated. I'm sorry, I'm just so fuzzy. So, Doug, this is why I believe God wanted those of us who are doing this in my project to reveal it at this time so the people of God. Now, listen, not everyone who's a Christian is going to accept that this is the greatest deception in the world, literally orchestrated and funded and controlled by the evil one. In essence, the supernatural presence of Lucifer, the fallen angels, and their earthly minions want to control the whole alien narrative in order to deceive the whole world. Jesus said, last things he said on earth before he went to heaven is see that ye be not deceived. And so I want to send this to Eric right now, Doug.
All right,
and
there.
You know, I just want to have you feedback.
I don't want to take up too much time, but that you can find that in the Hagman's archives, and if you want to get on Coast to Coast. But you know, we saw the movies, and I can't remember the one with the Rock and the one guy Matthew whatever, where they were there in Egypt and the freaking pyramids were spacecraft and all those little spider things would go around and kill you and all that. I can't remember the name of that. The Rock was in it, though. But back when I used to watch movies way back when. But they've known about this. You know, there were a lot of Egyptian artifacts found in the Grand Canyon and all this stuff. Some years ago, I remember reading and looking at this stuff years ago online. And so pretty fascinating, though, that this is all coming to a head. What was I going to go with this? Oh, yeah, this is experiment creates Planet of the Apes embryos. Rabbi calls it the sexual sin of the Nephilim. Okay. Researchers are injecting human stem cells into monkey embryos, and even scientists are disturbed by the ethical implications. For the biblically minded, the implications are clear. Researchers in California published their results in The Cell on Thursday, describing how they successfully created embryos that were a mixture of monkey and human cells. The abstract, titled Chimeric Contribution of Human Extended Pluripotent Stem Cells to Monkey Embryos Ex Vivo, explains that the study was focused on creating cells that could be used to produce organs for people who need transplants. Chimerism is a condition whereby an organism or person has not one, but two complete genomes or sets of DNA in their body. The condition is named for the chimera, a fire-breathing creature in Greek mythology, usually depicted as a lion with the head of a goat protruding from its back, and a tail that might end with a snake's head. The researchers injected 25 cells known as induced pluripotent stem cells from humans, commonly called iPS cells, into each of the 132 macaque monkey blastocytes, an early structure in embryonic development in mammals, and reared the resulting chimeras in culture dishes for up to 20 days. After 13 days, the human cells were still present in about one-third of the chimeras. In recent years, researchers have been injecting human stem cells into sheep and pig embryos in an effort to grow human organs and animals for the purpose of transplantation. Macaque monkeys are more closely genetically related to humans than are sheep and pigs. The researchers believe they will be able to re-engineer the pathways observed in the monkey-human embryos and apply that knowledge to embryos in sheep and pigs. The moral implications were evident even to the researchers. My first question is why? Christian Matthews, a fellow for science and technology at Rice University's Baker Institute, told NPR, "I think the public is going to be concerned, and I am as well, that we're just kind of pushing forward with science without having a proper conversation about what we should or should not do. I don't see this type of research being ethically problematic," said Insoo Hyun, a bioethicist at Case Western Reserve University and Harvard University. "It's aimed at lofty humanitarian goals. Our goal is not to generate any new organism, any monster," Juan Carlos Espusi Belmonte, a professor in the Gene Expression Laboratory of the Salk Institute for Biological Sciences in La Jolla, California, and co-author of the Cell study, told NPR. "And we are not doing anything like that. We are trying to understand how cells from different organisms communicate with one another. The biggest concern is that someone could attempt to bring one of these chimeric embryos to term, inadvertently creating animals that have partly human brains, endowing them with some semblance of human consciousness or human thinking abilities. Such a chimeric half-human creature is actually being considered by scientists in order to study neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. Should it be regulated as human because it has a significant proportion of human cells in it, or should it be regulated just as an animal or something else?" Matthew said. "At what point are you taking something and using it for organs when it actually is starting to think and has logic?" And it gets into Leviticus 19:19, "Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with a mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. It is forbidden to create a creature that is a mixture of species. But as long as they are not producing a new creature that has a different form, it is permitted." Rabbi Halperin told Israel 365 News. Very, very sick stuff here. And I know we're coming up on break. Mixes of species is described in the Bible in a manner disturbingly similar to the experiment mixing human genetic material with developing monkey fetuses. In Genesis, divine beings and later Nephilim interbred with human women. The result was so abhorrent to God that he severely limited the lifespan of men. Directly after this, men became evil and God decided to bring a flood to destroy all life. Yeah, well, we're coming real close to that flood time again, aren't we, folks? But this time it's going to be burnt up with fire, as good old Apostle Peter says. So, you know, where this is going, folks, there's too many things coalescing at one time here, on all of these fronts. You have to realize that we are in a very crazy time, and this tribulation period is upon us. Mr. Producer, are we coming up on break? I see we're at the bottom of the hour. Oh, there we go. I will show the whole world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I will show the whole world that I can be its master.
All right, we're back.
I will perfect.
Yo, on the network, last half hour of the broadcast coming your way. We have Dan in Washington on the line. What's on your mind, Dan?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Get off commercial there. I was spacing out thinking about aliens and stuff. You got too many topics tonight. I don't see Trump coming back. I think he's kind of just going to fade away. So my thing, I think, have you seen that movie Head of the Snake, Whitney Webb's article?
Yeah, I did.
You know, and I think there's some truth to that. And I think maybe after the second year, they had that guy totally either out of power or it's so hard to tell, but his leadership style sucked because if he was a good leader, we wouldn't be questioning all these things that he did, like warp speed or was he going to go with, war with Iran, all this kind of stuff. His leadership style and the way he communicates, it was great during the election, but I don't like him anymore. I mean, what do you, I got a bad vibe about him. I think if he came back, he probably would go to war with Iran. And I didn't like Kushner in there. Remember, Kushner went to Palestine and said they were pathetic, miserable people, and basically wiped Palestine off the map. And I think that made a lot of people worldwide, like a lot of our allies, even mad. And then,
Have you seen the articles floating around that Kushner wants a more simpler relationship with the Don?
With who?
With the Don Trump. He's like,
oh, really?
I want a more simpler relationship with my father-in-law.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what does that mean.
Well, he probably is like, hey, I'm done with him. I don't need to influence him the way I did. I have this strange feeling that we're watching a novel or a, Shakespearean play slash novel play out, and I think something's going to happen where I have a feeling that they might try to pull a stunt here and chuck Trump back in somehow for this war, because I don't think that the troops right now will follow this cabal of the Democratic Party into war. And so
well,
if
no,
they want
I,
war,
I'm supporting. They, if, I'm hold supporting
on, hold on,
the.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
If they want war, let's say it's kind of a last resort to pull the final strings of the Great Reset, then they might have to toss a good old Trump in because of the law enforcement slash troops and so forth that will follow the Republican Trumpian Likudnik forces into battle versus the Democrat commie Antifa forces. They're not going to do it. So if war's on the agenda, they'll have to bring them back. If it's not, if we're just going to implode and go out with a whimper, then they're going to keep this faction in. That's kind of the way I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't, and I like the fact that Biden is doing the trying to get the peace plan back, and I do like that Omar's in there, and at least you have a voice representing Palestine a little bit with these.
Yeah.
Problem
with the problem with the squad is they're wrong on every other issue.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's what sucks about all the Tlaibs and the Omars and the Presleys and the Cori Bushes. They're wrong on everything else, and so that's what sucks.
I know. I just don't anything that's pro-Zionist now. Because I feel like I've been thinking about the big stab in the back with Germany in World War One. And I kind of, this thing with China, to me, seems similar, where they could easily just stab us in the back. I don't know why we're supporting Israel.
Well, here's my thing.
You know?
Here's my thing, too, is if China really is off, like, the Zio plantation, that's the only reason why the Jewish mob and the Jesuit mob are want to go to war with China, because they see China as the future, as the muscle to really enforce their one world system. And so the only way I could see the gang wanting to go at it with the Chinese is that they broke their leash. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you listen to Fascination or not, but they had a kind of a take on that where actually BlackRock and I think Goldman Sachs, they got China to allow foreign ownership of money lending firms and stuff in China for the first time. So it's almost kind of like maybe this could have all been like a warning to China, like, hey, you better let us in there and start lending money and let us into your money system. And it seemed like it might have worked.
Well, China's going after Bitcoin too. So it's pretty fascinating how this is all playing out. It's like the way I look at it is if these bastards really want a war with China, then China has done something to the kosher Nostra to piss them off.
Yeah, because China doesn't have anything that we didn't give them, that the kosher Nostra didn't give them, right?
Exactly.
I'm not mad at China at all. They haven't done anything that they haven't been given. So that's why it reminds me of Germany's kind of the stab in the back of the...
Well, here's the thing. Would a country the size of China and as military as big as China, you have to realize that they've got a lot of loose cannons up in the general ranks and so forth, just like we have throughout time. And so you got to realize that there's guys that are like megalomaniacal, that are like generals in China, that don't give a crap what Xi Jinping says. They're out to make their mark. They have Machiavellian intent on other countries in the world. And so, see, That's where people think that China's like this monolith. It's like, no, dude, they've got hardcore, like, xenophobic, nationalist, ruthless killers that want to release bioweapons on the world. And they got a bunch of kooks over there, too. And
the Kosher Nostra could easily just side with them. They kill off half of America and just call us a bunch of evil racists, and it had to be done, and they'll just side with China. Kind of like Germany, you know?
Yeah, well, remember I was playing that stuff where there's these journalists and haruts over there saying, hey, we don't need America no more. We don't need their money. Well, that's a sign to me that says, look, man, when you got these people saying that, it's like, then these people have gotten uppity enough to where they're like, we're a superpower now. I'm reading articles where these Jews, like in the media, are saying Israel's a global superpower now, and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
See, so well, they're getting it to where
Kushner did in the Middle East. He set them up with all these like Wahhabi countries and bought off all those leaders over there.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's true, and then hopefully they move there and leave us alone. But I don't see that happening.
You still got a ton of Jews here in the United States in very, very powerful places. You know, look at Biden's cabinet. I mean, holy cow. The thing's top to bottom Jews. And then, you know, the Eric John Phelps of the world will say, well, see, the Jesuits put them there as window dressing. So we'd all blame them instead of blaming the Jesuits. You see what I'm saying? It's so crazy.
Yeah, I
when
don't
you
think
watch.
The Jesuits. I don't know if. I mean, I don't know if they're. I don't know.
Well, think about this. Think about every Speaker of the House since you can remember. Okay? They've all been Roman Catholics. I mean, I could type this in, Speakers of the House right now. Think about it. You got Pelosi.
Isn't the head
now.
Of the Treasury Department, too? Isn't there something weird with the Federal Reserve's always Jewish, but the Treasury Department's always.
Well, the head of the
Roman
Fed
Catholic
right now is Jerome Powell. He's a Georgetown guy. Okay.
Okay.
He's a Jesuit tool, basically. But, I mean, look here. You got Nancy Pelosi. Then the last one was Paul Ryan, Catholic. John Boehner, Catholic. Dennis Hastert, the pedo baby raper, Catholic. Newt Gingrich is a Catholic now. I mean, Tip O'Neill. I mean, it goes back. You're like, holy shit. We've had a lot of freaking Catholic speakers of the House.
Well, some of us point out the fact that white people can't, to compete with the Jews, they have to only join the Catholics because you can't have any other, there's like no other white power base, really.
Well, this is what's fascinating is the Catholics and the Jews got together to oust the WASPs. You see what I'm saying? The WASP that set up the country, now they are playing third fiddle. Because the Catholics and the Jews, well, it's basically the Jesuit faction of Rome and the Jews have a power-sharing, synergistic relationship. And that's why you see the Jesuits all supporting all this commie crap. Read America Magazine. You'll be like, oh, my God, this is like straight out of the Marxist revolutionary thought. And that's the official, organ of the Jesuits. You look at the crap they pump out of Georgetown. Look at all the Jews and Marxists that are professors there. It's crazy.
Well, man, I tried to, this whole agenda that Bloomberg's putting all this money into this Tulsa thing. They're trying to have these stories about throwing turpentine balloons out of planes and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're pumping the race war. I mean, and then you read this stuff. CCP planning major attack on USA this year. Bioweapons, cyber war, kamikaze drones, and infrastructure sabotage. You see these articles floating around. But my thing is, man, it really depends on, where China is as far as, remember Putin? He was the big mystery man over all these years. Nobody really knew where his loyalties lie. That's really the same thing with the Chinese right now. You don't know whether they're still loyal to the central bank, UN kind of Comintern system or not.
And they're making separate deals with Israel on the Belt and Road and all that kind of stuff on that hemisphere.
Yeah.
But, what do you think about this? this Wuhan lab, and again, that shows me Trump. I mean, his leadership. I mean, he was just tweeting stuff about his ratings on Fox the whole time during that whole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seemed like maybe they put like a 5G phone in his like his shirt pocket. It was like blasting him with beams the last 2 years because it's, you know, we wouldn't have all these weird questions if he had better leadership, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, here's my thing.
It stopped a lot
where,
of that.
Where was Don Jr. this whole time? Don
right.
Jr. is a smart dude. If you ever watch any of his interviews or any of that stuff and follow him, I mean, and I know he was running the business, so he couldn't technically be up dad's, you know, rear end telling dad what to do. But holy cow, if Don Jr. was there, does he hate his son that much to where he doesn't listen to him, but he listens to Jared and Ivanka?
I mean, yeah, I know. Kushner was driving me nuts by the end of Trump. I mean, it was basically President Kushner, you know? He did the new NAFTA deal. He's doing the peace agreement, you know, 666 Fifth Avenue. You know, it's like,
well, think about this. Nigeria, the government blocks Twitter indefinitely after the president's tweet deleted. People can't get it through their heads that Twitter and Facebook and all these are fronts for the intelligence agencies to run operations worldwide. People don't get it.
Yeah. And they did. I mean, I think they did just remove him from. I mean, I feel bad. I was a huge Trump supporter, but it's like, I don't know. Unless he's being blackmailed or something, I mean, he's full of crap. You know what I mean? Like, because he could have made a stand after the third year and said, "Look, you're gonna let me be president or not?" You know, and towards the end, Pat Buchanan had an article like, "Is Trump gonna attack Iran just to get reelected?" Like, I wonder, is he that kind of an egomaniac where he would have done that? Hey, he did assassinate Soleimani, you know, and
that's
why I got off. Yeah, and that's why I got off Facebook, because all the Trump people are like, "Yeah, we stand with Israel. We'll kill Soleimani," and all this stuff. You know,
yeah, it's nuts. The whole thing's nuts. All right, man. I gotta jump.
Okay.
I gotta try to finish some things up, man. But I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, man. So yeah, the Nigerian government said it suspended Twitter indefinitely after the platform removed a tweet Friday from President Muhammadu Buhari for violating its abusive behavior policy. Information and Culture Minister Alhaji La Mohammed said the suspension is due to the persistent use of the platform for activities that are capable of undermining Nigeria's corporate existence. He also said the federal government has ordered the National Broadcasting Commission, which regulates media in the country, to start the process of licensing social media operations in the country immediately. Twitter's public policy team said Saturday we're deeply concerned by the suspension. Access to the free and open internet is an essential human right in modern society, unless you're conservatives or somebody in America that doesn't agree with Marxism. But anyway, we will work to restore access for all those in Nigeria who rely on Twitter to communicate and connect with the world. Keep it on. And this is on Daily Stormer. It just makes you want to punch in the hole in the wall, doesn't it? Twitter is literally being blocked because they were censoring the political discourse of Nigeria. When that happens, they come out and say Nigeria is against freedom of speech. It's hard to believe it's even real. It seems like satire. Anyway, in case anyone missed my explanation of this and doesn't think it's straightforward, what Twitter and Facebook do is come into your country and allow the population to use them for free. They offer a good service. Then, once everyone is using it, they start to censor ideas that they don't like in order to manipulate your country's society and politics. In order to stop Twitter from being the de facto form of communication and then having the ability to decide what messages Muhammad can send out to his people, he has to ban them. It's truly incredible Twitter has the nerve to come out and claim Nigeria is the real anti-free speech force in the equation. Nigeria is actually based, and Muhammad is a much better president than Donald Trump, who allowed Twitter to censor all of his followers before it eventually helped steal the election and then censored him. Boom, there you go. That's kind of similar to what Dan and I were just talking about. Just absolute insanity. fire and explosion hit Iran's steel factory in the third major incident in 5 days. I wonder what's going on there in Iran. I wonder. Now, here's an interesting. This is on Tap Newswire. Urgent warning from Israel as the jab death toll rises. So there's still people claiming that, and this is just part of the Israeli government led the world with the rollout of its Pfizer vaccine to protect them from a bug that's not life-threatening to the vast majority. It should now alert the world as to the consequences because it presently leads the world in the resultant slaughter of its own citizens. I don't buy it, by the way. Novavax in history comes close to the scale of deaths and adverse reactions associated with the experimental COVID jabs, and many in the past have been pulled for less. Well, you know what? I could say this. Maybe they had special jabs for the Yemeni Jews, the Mizraim, and some of the dark-skinned Sephardics, and maybe those Ethiopian Jews. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe the Ashkenazis had Pfizer brew up a special batches for the, let's say, undesirables that they didn't want in the country. So maybe this could be right, because we know in the past with the Israelis that the Ashkenazis did some real dirty stuff to the Sephardics and the Mizraim and the Falashas, the Ethiopian Jews. So maybe they gave them a special batch with a nice little mark on it that they knew to give to the people they didn't want around in Israel anymore. I don't know. We're seeing this is very, very crazy about West Point. Students at West Point threatened with solitary confinement and separation from academy for refusing risky COVID vaccinations. Okay, so they're attempting to force all cadets to get vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus by threatening them with solitary confinement, separation from the academy, and no more essential training. So it's emergency use authorization only. Okay, that means they can't force it on anybody. But they're using the, let's say, undereducated or non-researched aspect of these kids to try to coerce them, carrot and stick style, to take the jab. Okay? So at first, more than 700 cadets resisted, but heavy pressure has reduced that number to less than 100. The parents of these few remaining resistors fear that their children are going to be abused by their commanding officers for saying no to the jab. So many of them are banding together and hiring legal counsel to protect their kids from this military-led assault on bodily autonomy. There are roughly 5,000 official cases of people in the U.S. dying from these injections. Tens of thousands more have become permanently injured. None of this matters to West Point, though, which is enforcing medical fascism to the extreme. So, like I said months ago, folks, we're all going to have to make these decisions coming into our into our world very, very quickly here. I haven't been coerced yet. Remember weeks and weeks ago, I said, you know what? This winter might be the dark winter. And I wanted to reiterate that. Okay, so everybody starts getting this genetic sabotage injection early in the year. You know, I've seen a couple people that got the injection at work and they had the sniffles. It's like they were coming down with a cold. I stayed the hell away from them. But I'm like, is this their immune system already basically being bypassed by simple A, B, C, or D type of little cold bugs? Because all they've got is these spike proteins that are for this, you know, allegedly for this one style pathogen where basically you're leaving your whole both flanks open for other pathogens to come right through your normal immune system, which has been shut down by these injections. So think about 2021 being the dark winter, folks. It's very, very possible. And I can't remember how long ago I was that I just came up with that, but other people in various videos and articles are starting to come. This is starting to come into the zeitgeist. And so liberalspring.org, okay, Dr. Michael Yeadon. I'm seeing these videos floating around BitChute and other type platforms. And it really made me think of, we're building a liberal and democratic party that will oppose this government on its coronavirus response. So it's hashtag liberal spring, and it's Dr. Mike Yeadon. Okay, build a liberal spring. Doesn't this remind you of Arab Spring? This is an urgent call for action for you to join us. Liberal Spring is an unaffiliated grassroots initiative that seeks to defend liberty and human rights. We are a group of individuals, scientists, academics, professionals, business owners, and recognizable campaign groups which have united with a pragmatic plan to lobby the Liberal Democrat membership. So the Liberal Democrats in England, they're trying to... And look, this might be totally innocuous and totally benevolent, and I don't know, but to use the word liberal spring when we've had all these other Arab Spring and blah, 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 it's very weird. Okay? India Telegraph. So supposedly villages that are refusing the vax and the elders are kicking out the UN, WHO types when they're trying to come in and vax the people over in India, the government is turning off of the power to their villages. Okay? So think about that. You're living in your town, and your mayor or whatever, they're like, shove it. We don't want your freaking GSIs. You can get out of here. We're all fine. We don't need your little, quackery, your hackery, your nanotech, your Magneto, whatever the hell you've got in these things. And then good old government decides to just cut the power to your town. Is that some evil crap or what? California exodus, 8.8 billion, money leaving the state with all these people. This is designed. Remember all the directed energy stuff? Remember all the fires? Remember the everything? They're trying to clear that land and give it to somebody. Collateral, maybe? All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Keep your eyes open. Who knows what's coming? We'll see you next week.
Recognize your songs, oh, we miss the worldly songs. Serpentina reaches lips entwined as I dream of the moonlit eyes. So don't cremate me when I'm gone. I won't be gone for long. I'm a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Stand on the ground and let me rock my grass to grow.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.